This is episode number 2380 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Okay. The Grammys.
Sunday night, the Grammys. Yeah.
I now liken it to the Met Gala of the music world. Because you know the Met Gala, they wear costumes. A lot of people wear costumes.
Well, costumes are...
And ergo...
Elegant finery. How's that? I don't know if they're supposed to be costumes.
Well, I don't know if it was all elegant finery at the Grammys, but we're going to liken it to the Met Gala of the music world.
All right. Fair enough.
What the frick were some of them wearing?
Right. But I say that all the time.
Let's start off with Madonna.
Madonna.
Whose face was she wearing?
her new face.
Oh, my gosh.
So this was the first time anybody's seen Madonna in the last year where she didn't put a filter on her Instagram. And her pictures have looked weird.
And you know what? I was going to say something yesterday.
Yeah.
Except I wanted to wait and see... Was there a medical issue going on?
No.
Did anyone make fun of anything or say anything if there was something wrong? It was a cross between the Joker and Priscilla Presley.
And Priscilla has not looked well for a long time.
She admits she had bad work.
Oh my gosh,
she did.
Terrible.
And they messed her up, and she admits that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a sad thing. She was gorgeous
she was
to start with,
woman,
but
yeah.
Okay, so Madonna. Lay off the Botox, the plastic surgery, and the riding crop. Well, I was glad to see that Lizzo's gown was really a parka-like orange coat.
Well, it had little, like, rosies on it, I guess.
It scared me.
It was scary at first.
It was just...
It's like, here comes this woman down the red carpet, and here she's got this big orange thing on.
It was like an orange grimace. Yes!
That's what I thought. It's like, hey, she could work at McDonald's.
With a face. I was happy to see that once she took that off, it's like, hey, she looks great.
Yeah, she did. Of
course. But the thing...
The thing that she wore in was kind of weird.
And then, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I could get behind her clothes underneath.
Okay, right
It's on. Been cold in Southern California for a while now, but I'm not too sure that snow gear, if you call
Yeah,
it
we're
that,
not ready for that here.
All right, so Harry Styles...
Harry, of course.
You know, sequin jumpsuits are one thing I just wasn't really a fan of the checker thingy. Okay, I know you love Shania. And Shania, she even said she's there and fun. And I totally support what all of them are wearing. It's not that.
Sure.
Just that I had to, like, scratch my head a little bit. Especially, someone referred to Shania's hat as a condom hat.
A condom hat?
It looked like a big old condom.
She was wearing white with big black polka dots.
Yeah.
And it was
I almost thought it was cow spotted. Then I thought,
it looked like a cow spotted thing.
With red hair. I'm trying...
Flaming red hair.
I'm trying... Every once in a while you think, who really designs the outfits? And then who says, I like it. But she says she was there to have fun. I'm so glad she's out and about again and doing her thing. It's fine. And it's fine. They can all wear what they want and they all look great. But wow, that was a funky ass outfit.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, funky ass outfit.
Funky.
So,
anybody
she's
else?
Indeed enjoying her best self. That's the highlights for that.
All right.
You know what? Because I could go back to Madonna's face.
Anyway. There you go. Grammy fashion.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my. He's in the news, huh?
You can't just say his name, you know?
No, I know.
He was involved in a traffic accident that sent a bicyclist to the ER.
Ooh.
But it's not something he could have avoided or is to blame for.
Huh.
Sources familiar with the situation tell us he was driving in West LA.
Uh-huh.
La, 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 la. Driving along Sunday morning.
In his Hummer. I don't know if he still has a Hummer or not.
Yeah,
probably not.
And he wasn't going very fast.
Okay.
When at some point, poof, a woman riding a bicycle on the road suddenly swerved into his lane, made contact with his vehicle.
Oh.
And that was confirmed by three eyewitnesses.
See, that always scares me when I'm driving alongside a cyclist.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have control of what they're going to do. It's kind of like driving next to somebody who has rented a Ryder truck. They don't know how to drive trucks. They rented a truck.
They rented a truck,
Don't assume that they know how to drive a truck. They don't. No. So, yeah, I get it. I get it with the bicyclist.
So the woman was transported to a hospital.
She okay?
With minor injuries.
Okay, good.
Expected to be okay.
Good.
Law enforcement sources tell us it appears that Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's not at fault for this collision.
No.
An investigation is ongoing, but we're told a determination has been made that it's something he simply could not have avoided.
So here's the question I have, okay? Who pays for this insurance-wise? And who gets the DMV ding on their record? Does he get it because he was in an accident even though he didn't cause it? I'm just wondering. She wasn't driving a motor vehicle, but she was in a right-of-way in a roadway, so she's got to be covered somewhat, shape, or form by whatever.
You would think so.
You would think. Of course, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, so insurance probably isn't a big deal for him.
Now, we've also learned, though, here's a really cool thing, though.
Okay.
We've also learned that Arnold Schwarzenegger,
took
the lady's bike, attached it to his car, and took it to a local bike shop to get it fixed up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So he went to go get it fixed instead of buying her a new bike. Maybe the bike was a nice one, though. Sometimes those bikes can be thousands of dollars.
And maybe he'll end up buying her a new one. You never know.
Maybe he will. Maybe he'll, you know, father her child. I mean, it's been known to happen. No? I don't know if she's of childbearing age or not, but that's something we should kind of look into and see if that's possible. You know what? I'm glad everybody's okay. That's the biggest thing. Everybody is okay.
Everybody's A-okay.
West LA, you know what? Just be careful, cyclists, when you're out there.
Always.
Okay? Be careful.
Always be careful.
With our apologies to Lance Armstrong and Halle Berry.
No.
Cares tomorrow? Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.